The American West is a motherlode of legends and stories, of friendship and courage, a romantic and exciting time to be remembered. Travel along with the old cowboy as he shares stories, poems, and music about the American West. Now, here he is, the old cowboy, J.C. Holsey.
Howdy, folks. I'm the old cowboy. Right now, if you don't mind, I want to fuss a little bit. I was sitting in an eating establishment the other day waiting to meet some folks. I was remembering when on this very same spot there was one of the best barbecue places on the planet. Of course, that's just the old cowboy's opinion. What kind of eats are here now? Well, it's a Tex-Mex place, and I gotta admit, it ain't bad. But I'd rather have had a barbecue sandwich. As I was sitting there, I looked across the street at a gas station. I gotta call it a gas station, because ain't no such thing as a service station no more. There was a young couple trying to air up their tire at one of those automatic airing machines. Now, if you find you got a low tire, you might be out of luck, because if you're lucky enough to find one of those self-service places to get air, they're going to want a quarter or maybe even more, because it's been a while since I've tried one of those. And maybe, just maybe, the machine will last long enough to air up your tire. Nothing like the old days when for that very same quarter you could sit in your car and let the attendant do everything for you. You could get a gallon of gas pumped into the tank for you. He'd check under the hood. And listen to this. He'd check the air in your tires. All of this for a quarter. Believe it or not. I guess that's enough reminiscing right now, but maybe not. I guess I wasn't done yet. I just remembered something else that's on my mind. My trusty old 2004 Dodge pickup has some oxidation on the roof, and it's turning to rust. I took it to the body shop to get an estimate. When the young man slid that paper across with the numbers on it, I thought I was going to hit the floor. Whatever happened to the Mako $79 paint job that I seen advertised on TV? Yeah, at one time, you could get your whole car painted for $79. Now, to get just the roof on my truck painted, it's going to cost me $680. Now, in my way of figuring, that's a whole lot more than $79. I reckon me and my old truck's going to have to continue as is for a little while longer. Oh, I got one more thing here while I'm fussing. The buttons on the heat and air stop working. I can still get air, but I can't switch the heat to the floor like I needed in the wintertime. I know a little bit about this kind of stuff, because when I was a kid, my daddy owned a wrecking yard, and I worked on cars basically ever since I got out of diapers. And I figure it's a little vacuum hose. There's a little rubber hose that connects to the carburetor, and it connects to the back of the heater adjustments. You know what a dealer wants to fix that for me? Almost $1,000. Again, I reckon me and my Dodge is going to leave things as they are. I just read on Facebook where somebody said country music is dead. I put a comment on there that you just need to know where to tune it in, and that's on the Wild West Showdown. I agree, it may be dead on the radio. It may be dead on the Country Music Awards shows, but it's very much alive on the Wild West Showdown, and it'll continue to live with folks like our singers. Now, our singers may never be invited to the Grand Ole Opry. They may never be on the Country Music Awards show. But with the new technology and the internet, these talented folks share their love for country music with us every day. So please, please don't say country music is dead before checking out some or all of these extremely talented singers. Now let's listen to one of our talented singers right now. This is Jerry Webb singing I Love Texas Honky Tonks.
To the lady behind the bar and the man on a pedal steel guitar, those twin Texas fiddles they play, well, that Telecaster talks I always feel this way. A shuffle and a crown roll double. I could hang around. every song. A white star shirt and a well-creased hat. Yeah, the girls still notice things like that. Of the nation in a Texas dance hall, where I'm two steps away from it all. So play your kind of music and leave mine alone. I love a Texas honky-tonk. Of the nation in a Texas dance hall, just two steps away from it all. So play your kind of music and leave mine alone. I love a Texas honky tonk.
Now, folks, answer a question for me. After hearing that song, do you think country music is dead? Thanks so much, Jerry. That was a great song. How would you like to be a singer on the Wild West Showdown? I know how you can do that. Just like our singers on today's show, you can send an email to jc@theoldcowboy.net. Let us know that you're a singer and you'd like for us to play your music on the show. We'd also like to have all you poets out there do the same thing. Send an email to jc@theoldcowboy.net. Let us know that you have some poetry. If you have some MP3s, that would be great. But the Old Cowboy will read them for you, and I'll do my dead-level best to make them shine. We're going to listen to Gwen McCall singing one of her songs. This is called Yesterday's News.
Sees. to them. In just 24 hours, the talk of the town will be yesterday's news to them.
I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed doing this. Why don't you drop us an email telling us how much you enjoyed the show? Or maybe you've got a request. You'd like to hear about a particular subject? Or you'd like some special music? Send an email to jc@theoldcowboy.net. We'll see if we can't help you out. Folks are always asking me where I get my ideas for my stories and poems and songs. Let me give you an example. Not long ago, I read these three words on Facebook. Give me hope. Those three words, give me hope. This is what I got from those three words. He was sitting astride Gloria's horse, feeling tired and wore out from the long ride from Branson, Colorado. He turned his eyes skyward and uttered some words. Lord, give me a reason to go on and to find hope. He lowered his head and saw coming over the small rise ahead of him a rider on a paint horse. As they drew closer, he noticed the rider was a female, and from what he could see, a very pretty one. He sat a little taller in the saddle and waited. She reined up and stopped about 5 feet from him. Howdy, stranger, she said, flashing a pearly white smile. My name's Hope. Now, this isn't exactly the hope I was asking for, he thought to himself. But then again, maybe it's the hope I need. How about that now? You know, ideas come from all aspects of life. Perhaps a person you see at Walmart's, or a song on the radio. Maybe a couple of words you read in a book. Ideas are out there, folks. You just have to be aware and tune in to them. I know I sound like a broken record at times telling you that you have the same thing that I have. You just have to let it loose and enjoy. Why don't you send me an email, jc@theoldcowboy.net. Let me know that you've released that passion. You've released that desire, and you've started writing things down. You started writing down your thoughts. You started writing down your ideas. I want to hear from you. jc@theoldcowboy.net. This next singer goes by one name. This is the very talented Caitlin singing Close Up the Honky Tonks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for that, Caitlin. You know, I tend to agree with you about closing up the honky-tonks, but then all the old cowboys might get mad at us. What I'm going to talk about today isn't about the Old West, and yet, in a way, it is. I know I've told you this before, but I really enjoy Western movies, especially the old ones. Even with the way Hollywood messes them up, I have to admit I still like them. One of the best, I think, in my opinion, is a movie called Shane. It starred Alan Ladd in the lead, with Van Heflin as the homesteader. While both these actors are great at what they do, and they were great in this movie, I think the role of Jack Palance as the bad guy sticks in my mind more than any other scene in the movie, especially the one where he shoots Eliza Cook Jr.'s character, and the impact from that bullet pushed him through the saloon doors out into the muddy street. I'll always remember that scene, and I reckon I ain't the only one that liked that movie. Many critics claim Shane to be the greatest Western movie ever released by Paramount Pictures. It was based on Jack Schaefer's 1949 novel of the same name. Shane was a new type of Western hero. You know, after World War II, Americans began to crave books and films that offered more realistic and complex characters. Simple two-dimensional heroes like Hopalong Cassidy, Gene Autry, and Roy Rogers, Tom Mix, no longer seemed believable to adults who had lived through the horrors and the hardships of World War II. Schaefer's book and the movie based on it created a Western hero for a more mature and sophisticated America. Alan Ladd played a drifting gunfighter who goes by only one name, Shane. In the opening scene, Shane rides down out of the rugged Teton Mountains into a fertile valley. Here he meets a homesteading family, Joe and Marion Sterrett, and their son Joey. Eager to give up the ruthless gunfighter's life, Shane hires on as a farmhand. Soon, however, he learns that the local cattle baron is trying to run the Sterretts and other homesteaders off their land so he can continue using it for grazing. Shane is initially reluctant to use his guns to help the homesteaders. However, when the cattle baron hires a famous gunfighter named Wilson, played by Jack Palance, who kills one of the farmers, Joe Sterrett is determined to take revenge. Realizing the stubborn Sterrett will almost certainly be killed, Shane knocks him unconscious and goes in his place. After killing Wilson, Shane reluctantly concludes that he cannot escape his violent past and must leave the Settle Valley. In one of the most memorable scenes in movie history, Shane rides off into the wild mountains, with the boy Joey's voice echoing after him, "Come back, Shane. Come back, Shane." Both mythical and realistic, Shane created one of the first fully rounded Western heroes. Shane lives by his gun, but he's essentially a good man who envies the Sterrett's settled family life. Ironically, Shane's fate is to use violence to create civilized communities where violence is no longer acceptable or necessary. How about a little cowboy wisdom? You know, we need to be thankful that we ain't getting all of the government that we're paying for. Let's take a listen to Frank Cabot singing, "Is the Honky Tonk Doctor In?"
Here's a honky-tonk doctor in. Love you the pain coming on again. The only cure for what I've got. Love feeling better with every shot. You don't need a prescription card. All you need is a broken heart. Pour me a drink, let the healing begin. Is a honky-tonk doctor in? Woke up this morning, I was feeling just fine. Well, I didn't have a clue, well, I'd been left behind. There's an aching deep inside, behind the bottle is where I'll hide. A glimpse of those neon lights, and I'll start to feel all right. Here's a honky-tonk doctor in. Life of the pain coming on again. The only cure for what I've got. Well, I'm feeling better with every shot. You don't need a prescription card. Lord,
all you need is a broken heart. Pour me a drink, let the healing begin. Here's a honky-tonk Dr. Ed. A sad, sad song. Just another verse. Love, she done me wrong. 'Cause you know it's just not right to spend another lonely night. So won't you pour me something strong? I can't stand the pain too long. Here's a honky-tonk Dr. Ed. I feel the pain coming on again. The only cure for what I've got. Well, I'm feeling better with every shot. You don't need a prescription card. All you need is a broken heart. Pour me a drink, let the healing begin. Here's a honky-tonk Dr. Ed. Pour me a drink, let the healing begin. Here's a honky-tonk Dr. Ed.
When I was a kid, I'd go to the corner drugstore. Yeah, that was the actual name, the corner drugstore. I always checked behind the building for their throwaway comics. You know, if a comic book didn't sell, they'd tear the top of the cover off and send them back to the publisher, and they'd burn the comic book. As kids, we didn't care about the cover. It was the inside we wanted. It was a great day when we got there before they all burned. Now let me tell you about the inside of the store. If I had a nickel, which I very seldom did, I'd buy a brand new comic. Then up in front of the store, close to the door, they had a big rack of paperbacks. I don't know why I thought what I did about those books. Maybe it was the covers. But I thought they were adult books and I wasn't supposed to be around them. You know what I'm saying? I now think of all the great reading that I missed because I was confused and didn't ask anybody about it. Therefore, I never picked one up. So how old was I before I read a paperback? I don't really remember. But I was probably married before that happened. Don't worry about it, though. I've made up for it since then. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, I worked in the maintenance department, so if the machines were running, I had time to read. Then I also owned a used bookstore for 10 years, so I had plenty of books to read. Then when they started putting books on tapes and then on CDs, I'd listen on the way to work, and I'd listen on the way home, and I'd read whenever I had time. So that's my little story about reading. How about you telling me when you first started reading? Was it comic books? Was it paperbacks? Was it hardbacks? Now, I'm not talking about your school books. Tell me when you first started reading for enjoyment. Send an email to jc@theoldcowboy.net. May the good Lord bless and keep you and yours in His loving hands. This is the Old Cowboy saying adios and happy trails.
Come on back next week with the Old Cowboy, J.C. Holsey.